Phillips.
Thank you for tuning in to Ask the Pharmacist with Joe DiMatteo. Joe is a pharmacist, naturopath, and board certified in clinical nutrition. We are here to impact your health and change your life. My name is Joe DiMatteo Jr., and it is my honor to introduce my father, Dr. Joe DiMatteo. I want to live with a bandit. Give you all that I am. Every part of my heart, Jesus, I place in your hands. I want to live with a bandit.
What an awesome opening, and I'm glad that you're on board, Joe DiMatteo of the Ask the Pharmacist broadcast. We're here for another week, thank God, praise Him, another day, and we have breath. I have breath for another day, you have breath for another day, and for that I am thankful. In the small things, we need to be thankful, because the Bible, contrary to what we want to hear, the Bible's pretty clear that God is sovereign over the affairs of men. There are many that believe that we can create our existence and create our future. I'm afraid not. God is in control. You say, say what? God says in Isaiah 45, I form the light and I create darkness. I bring prosperity. Ooh, and I create disaster. Not that God brings you disaster. We know that God, in creating, you know, creating us, unfortunately, in creating the angels, we know that the Bible teaches us that Lucifer fell. Lucifer wanted equality with God. And as Lucifer falls, he takes, quote, the fallen angels with him. So God, in essence, is saying, look, I've created everything, like it or lump it. You need to understand that, and I create the good, but unfortunately, and I bring light, but the darkness comes too, because what I've created, see, there's a choice involved with humans, with us, with nature. You heavens above rain down my righteousness, let the clouds shower it down. Woe to you who quarrel with their maker. Don't quarrel with God, is basically what he's saying. Does the clay say to the potter, what are you making? What are you doing? Does it say to the potter who has no hands, what woe to you? Concerning things to come, he says, do you question me about my children? This is what the Lord says, the Holy One of Israel, and its maker, concerning the future and things to come. Do you question me? I think we're pretty clear here that God wants communication with us, and certainly I believe the Bible also, there's a balance to everything in Scripture, that God does want us to bring our concerns and bring our questions. Job did. Job spoke to God directly about this and questioned God directly. But I think there's a general theme here of what God is saying in chapter 45 of the book of Isaiah as we get into this day and start our day. He is sovereign. He's in control. Ultimately, man is not. He controls, and what we as his creation need to be and need to do, purely my opinion, you could disagree, is to align with him and align with his will and to be that clay on the potter's wheel as we are being formed. And what spawned all this is the beginning of chapter 45, which I will go back to, describing the total, complete sovereignty of God. He uses his prophet Isaiah 150 years plus to Cyrus, this king that was to rule. What God prophesies through Isaiah 150 years prior to his rule, that Cyrus would be used, would be anointed of God to fulfill his purposes, his plan, to create a new Jerusalem, if you will. That I hate to use the word new because it's not new, but a rebuilding, and as well to create a release of the exiles of the Jews to save again the nation of Israel. God uses a Gentile unbeliever years and years in advance. And I'll come back and what scholars say and what historians say about Cyrus's response when he realizes that the God of the of creation had spoken about him and his rule 150 years prior to his existence. It's just awesome. God is in control. If we would just get to the place where we realize that his sovereignty, his dominion is ultimately for our good. He's saying, kind of what the book of Ecclesiastes says, some bad things can come, but good things will come as well. Praise me in the bad, ooh, hard. Praise me in the good. I'm in the midst of you and with you at all times. 800-281-8255, 800-281-8255. Combine cancer therapies with non-conventional drug. All roads lead to what's called cyclic AMP. I don't want to get too technical with you here and explain all that, but quick in a nutshell, the review piece comes out of Journal of Medicinal Chemistry, shows us that it's possible that there are some components in nutrients that can be combined, and even maybe some medications that can be combined with cancer regimens and cancer therapy. It says that this AMP activating is a key energy sensor that regulates cellular balance, cellular energy, and homeostasis. The activation is associated with decreased phosphorylation and energy production of mammalian target of rapamycin. Okay, so without getting into detail, this is saying that a specific chemotherapy drug does a specific thing in your body to attempt to block cancer. So being used as an anti-cancer therapy, correct? But what then this research piece goes on to do by Chen, Zhu, Zhao, Wen, and Zhang, they're obviously a Chinese research team, they say, but here's what we're seeing, that pharmaceuticals like metformin, maybe even aspirin, are two, quote, traditional drugs used as anti-diabetic and anti-inflammatory medications that might support these chemotherapy agents. Much evidence has confirmed that these two drugs demonstrate encouraging anti-cancer properties. We would agree with that. Metformin, I tell you, that's a drug that I'm a fan of and have been for better parts of 15 to 16 years. What we see is that they inhibited. What inhibited? Well, these medications, metformin and, believe it or not, aspirin, along with the chemotherapy agent, they both inhibited tumor proliferation and were dependent upon this signaling pathway. So there are commonalities in structure with this pharmaceutical anti-cancer drug and these these traditional drugs. And this goes a step farther. This is has a three-pronged approach. What these researchers then come forth with is, look, not only does this anti-cancer drug, rapamycin, do this, it interferes with called AMP or AMPK, activated protein kinase. It regulates cellular energetics and homeostasis. So this chemotherapy drug has been designed to do this, but we know that there's actually medications out there, metformin, used to treat diabetes and type 2 diabetes and insulin resistance, and ironically aspirin is an anti-inflammatory agent that synergize and do the same thing. Oh, but wait a minute, there's a third layer to this. There are some nutrients that can help us as well. In addition, several other, they call them drugs, but they're nutrients or herbs or nutraceuticals, resveratrol. How much have we talked about trans resveratrol? Tons of documented literature. Berberine, EGCGs, that is a derivative of green tea extracts, have provided similar capacity for tumor inhibition. So we're seeing now clearly that nutrients can have, as well as some pharmaceuticals that we would never expect, to have anti-cancer types of therapies. 800-281-8255. If you'd like to come aboard, we've spoken at length. I'm going to go to the phones in a few minutes. We'll get Catherine. She has an upper respiratory infection, so we're going to go to her and talk about her situation. Really discussed aluminum in recent months from a variety of perspectives. Insidious in the environment, aluminum foils, aluminum cookware, aluminum used in many different types and aspects of industry that we consume and inhale, antiperspirant types of underarm agents, and I tell you not to use them. You should be using deodorant and not antiperspirant that contains aluminum in it. Get away from it. I don't use it. I stopped myself years ago. You should and you must, but we're exposed to it. And then the third layer of that was also that the aluminum, unfortunately, that is in vaccines that are used as adjuvants to the vaccines to potentize them. But this goes to a whole nother level, and I did discuss this a few weeks back from Keele University on another point, but let me go back to this secondary point, which was the amount of aluminum found in breast tissue. New studies identified a specific area in the body or distribution of aluminum found in breast tissue, which may have implications for the cause of breast cancer. Scientists have found that aluminum content in breast tissue and the breast tissue fat was significantly higher in the outer regions of the breast, close proximity where the individuals would have used antiperspirants. Make the changes, folks. Scientists have found that this aluminum content in breast tissue and the breast tissue fat is significantly higher, closer to where antiperspirants are used. This Chris Exley, Birchall Center for Inorganic Chemistry and Materials at Keele University, looked at the aluminum content of 17 breast cancer patients at the Wittenshaw Hospital, Manchester, United Kingdom. And they found very specific distributions, content of aluminum, and they found that aluminum was higher in the quadrant of breast tissue where the tumors were found. Coincidence? I don't know. Possibly a significant link? I have a tendency to believe so. If nothing else, what you need to be aware of is your exposure, right? Breast cancer, it's all over the news. It's all over athletic events. It's everywhere. And traditionally, what we are seeing and hearing is we need to do more research. We need to find the breast cancer cure. We need to find the chemotherapy agents. And I am not against research, God forbid. I am not against raising of monies to do the research. What I do have a problem with is that we don't. And we refuse to talk about the ABCs, the high contributors in many cases to breast cancer research are the very corporations and individuals that are producing a lot of these bad things like fast food restaurants and so on that encourage the use of deep fried foods and French fries and so on that are linked as well. So I just want you to step back and realize that when we're talking about breast health in women, there's a wide range of indicators here. If you're overweight and you're obese, that's one core rationale for breast cancer incidence increase. You are insulin resistant, meaning you eat too much sugar. Your blood sugars are fairly normal, but your insulin levels are high, big precursor. you are constipated, you don't eliminate toxins from your intestinal tract, bad thing. You have a tremendous amount of antibiotic exposures in your past, your history, and you have elevated beta-glucuronidase in your stool and in your colon. Big trigger. I don't eat much fiber. I don't like carotenoids. I don't like, you know, yellows and greens and orange colored types foods. I don't like vegetables. I'm not a fruit eater. I love my packaged food. I mean, the list goes on. These are just a few. I'm inactive. I don't exercise. I have poor sleep. I have low melatonin. I have high stress. All of these are factors. But yet what we do is, unfortunately, we spend tons of money in finding more pharmaceuticals to combat. And we're not teaching folks the risk factors that are truly modifiable by you and by me and by my family in our lifestyle, right? That's why I believe that at times this program can become, not because I do it, but we are offloading information to you, teaching you and empowering you with information that can truly change the course of your life. Just in that one example, 800-281-8255. Let's go to Catherine here in Pennsylvania. Catherine, you're up. How can I help you today?
Joe, I wanted to ask you about this respiratory infection, but just in what you were discussing currently, I have a question with regard to even the mammography, mm-hmm. the constant use of it over so many years. And I myself have switched to thermography, and mm-hmm. then if anything, it's, you know, not invasive. There's no radiation. And I just feel that the pressure's on from our docs when you don't have that yearly. I'm even getting letters from one of the largest groups. You know, I really do wonder about paying for the machines. I mean, why would they be targeting me? Because after all these years of having had these mammograms and the letter is just an old subliminal thing about, well, you know, you're responsible mm-hmm. for your health and we're so concerned mm-hmm. about you, and don't you think you should mm-hmm. have this, you know, mammogram? Mm-hmm. And when you talk to a gynecologist about thermography,
they jumped out of your throat.
Mm-hmm. I had one say to me, well, you know, those machines aren't checked by the government and you'll be mm-hmm. getting more radiation, at least the mammography machines. And I just pointed, I said, you're not understanding. There's no radiation at all.
None. It's scary, Catherine. It is.
And I, like you say, you're putting this information out, and God bless you for doing it, and may your tribe increase. We really need folk like you.
Thank you. And it is. And I'm thankful for your comments, but I just sometimes do this program and I'm thinking some of this information, and again, God forbid, I don't want this to sound odd. Some of this information, some of it seems routine and run of the mill, and it's so profound if we would just grasp it and latch onto it, much like what you're talking about here. I don't want to be labeled an anti-mammography guy, or I'm anti this. I don't want to. I always attempt to produce the side of information that says what you're saying. It is intense radiation, compression of the breast, and literature supports, not opinion
based. Way beyond what we've been told, and that's another thing. They'll tell you one thing about mm-hmm. the amount of radiation, and mm-hmm. then whenever other studies are done, they don't even want to address those studies.
They do not. And here's what I think. I don't know what to say. Just my opinion. I don't know. I don't believe there's no malintent on the behalf of the medical community. I believe there's no specific, we just found out we've got a $1 million bill for this mammogram machine. I don't know what is all there. I believe that unfortunately what is happening, that most physicians in this area just believe this, no different than we believe that the greatest thing that's ever happened to medicine is vaccines.
And I think so many of them are so very busy doing their best to give their patients the service that they mm-hmm. need, that they don't have time to look.
They do not.
At other areas.
They
and,
do
and
not.
That's another, you know, reason. It's not that you're coming down on them in a personal way.
No.
It's just that you want to say, wake up, America.
Wake up, and that's why the message will continue to pound away with it. And it's interesting, you know, folks like yourself, you're well-read, you'll find out, you'll research, And that's what we need more of. I think the main message of this broadcast is for people to advocate, right? What you do, advocating
right.
for yourself, read, research. I don't even think, God forbid, you shouldn't even take as much of a relationship we've had for years. You shouldn't even take what I tell. You should test the words that I say, right? Didn't Jesus say, test all spirits? That you guys, even when I say that, you just say, you know, we'll see if I can go find that article. That's why we're putting so many of them up on the website now. And we're blogging them and we're putting them so folks can go and see some of the information, even on our Facebook page. Same thing. We want folks to be
able. Well, you have many grateful listeners, and we certainly do, you know, pray that you continue with what you're
doing. Amen. I intend to.
My current problem is...
What's going on?
I kind of got a three-pronged attack on this upper respiratory thing. I got a Z-Pack for mm-hmm. 5 days, and then mm-hmm. I got some cough syrup with mm-hmm. the codeine to help me rest a little because the cough had been unproductive and very difficult. But I got one of these Ventolin, Ventolin, puffers.
Inhalers.
Now, I haven't used that. I just felt after 2 days on the antibiotic and using the codeine cough medicine, you know, scantily, mm-hmm. know, for rest at night, I just feel so much better. And I'm wondering, does that really heal the lungs?
No.
Or what exactly
does
it do?
It's purely symptom relief. What your doc is trying to do here, okay, we're going to use the antibiotic because once the infection sets in, it creates inflammation, more fluid. When the fluid accumulates, it can thicken along with the infection, right? Just think of mucus in a sinus infection or a mm-hmm. head cold. It thickens. Well, it does that in the upper sinuses. It'll do it in your lungs as well. And what happens is with the infection, there's inflammation. So those bronchial airways kind of become inflamed and, what should I say, they're not
narrow,
as resilient.
Probably.
They narrow, right? They don't open and close. So this mm-hmm. Ventolin is what we call a beta adrenergic blocker. It is a specific pharmaceutical that goes and tries to relax those bronchioles. Doesn't quiet the inflammation, relaxes them so that indirectly you can have a little more productivity because often folks cough, they can't clear, they can't move anything. It's not mm-hmm. therapeutic. The cough syrup is not therapeutic. It just helps you rest so that you're not hacking and coughing continuously.
Yeah.
Where the therapeutic portion comes in is the antibiotic. The other two are purely facilitating the process.
So
they don't change.
It's doing no kind of healing as far
not
as
at all.
In the lung or anything.
Not at all.
Okay, that really clears it up for me because I don't feel that I need it. And mm-hmm. knowing that it's not going to do anything for mm-hmm. me, I appreciate your insight as ever. And God bless you, Joe, for all you do.
Thank you, Catherine. Appreciate you.
No.
Love you, my dear. You're a sweetheart.
You too.
God bless you. I mean, hey, the Ventolin inhaler, those beta adrenergic blockers, they could be helpful. Let's say if she was having wheeze and she was very much coughing and wasn't able to clear her lungs and she was having almost like an asthmatic type of attack, that would be different. The Ventolin could provide then a therapeutic goal there. 800-281-8255. I'm going to get to Bonnie and Plano, but I believe we're going to go to a break here soon. Kenny, correct me if I'm wrong, because if we're going to go to a break, I'm not going to bring her on. All right, so we're gonna wait. Bonnie, I'm going to have you hold on for me. 800-281-8255. If you need to set up a consultation time, off-air number, it's a different number. Call, talk to Terry, talk to Diane, talk to Amy. 888-865-9595. Please take a look. Hey, 11 o'clock Saturday mornings, we're doing live streams. And they're archived. They're up on the website. I just did a bank of new ones. We've got the one on water is excellent. Go back and take a look. Tell your neighbors, your friends, maybe they live in another part of the country. Go in and view them. And an emailer had a great comment for us, and we're going to follow up on that. I'm going to a break. 800-281-8255. I'll see you in a couple minutes. Stay with us.
The one thing I loved about working with him, we got to pray with our patients. And I could do that without feeling like I was going to get in trouble.
A specialist in functional integrative medicine, nurse practitioner Joyce Gibb continues the legacy of pharmacist, mentor, and friend Joe DiMedio.
And many people, you cannot cure them or make them truly get well if they have something down deep that they haven't ever addressed. Stress affects your whole body. Like when I get stressed, I have between my shoulder blades, my muscles get tight. Some people it's GI. Some people it can be a rash. Some people, their immune system is down. So we address that too. But you have to address the root causing that stress for them to truly heal. One of the things I'm very humbled by is that many of the people that Joe and I saw together, they're still coming to see me. And I just really appreciate that. And I'm going to try to have the same empathy and love and caring that he had. I just love it. It's my dream job. It's what I've always wanted to do. Every day's different because not everybody's the same.
Call for a consultation today. 888-865-9595.
One of our biggest threats to our health and well-being can also be one of the simplest to address. I'm talking about stress. Here on Ask the Pharmacist, in addition to all the nutritional support we give your body, you'll also hear us talk a lot about the one who made it. As we deeply think about the character and goodness of God, as we release our cares to Him in prayer, it's amazing how even our greatest concerns are put into the proper perspective. It's help that's free of charge and comes without a prescription. Learn more at AskJoeD.com.
The health of your family is one of the most important factors in your life. You plan it into your budget, make annual checkups, and pray for a happy and healthy home. Joe DiMatteo from Ask the Pharmacist knows how valuable vital health and spiritual well-being is to you. That's why he hosts a daily call-in show dedicated to helping you achieve greater physical and spiritual health. Trying to keep you and your family healthy can be frustrating. As a certified pharmacist, clinical nutritionist, and naturopathic doctor, Joe specializes in bridging the gap between conventional and alternative medicines. Joe examines the most recent headlines and scientific breakthroughs to educate you on what is hype and what is really important. By providing daily insight into health news and natural alternatives, Joe DiMatteo strives to bring your health into a spiritual focus. He begins each show with prayer and reflection, asking for good health and happiness for you and their listeners all across America. Tune in, listen, learn, and live healthy with Ask the Pharmacist.
Considering a probiotic? Just remember that what's on the bottle isn't necessarily what's in it. This is Joe DiMatteo, and like you, my family's health is extremely important to me, and I won't give them just anything. Many probiotics are not shelf stable. They deteriorate in the warehouse and in shipping, so what's on the box is no longer in the product by the time it gets to you. That's why I developed Probiotic Essentials, so I can rest assured my family is getting the full dose of high-quality strains their bodies need. In fact, we regularly send our Probiotic Essentials from our store shelves to an independent lab to verify the quality and potency of our product. Yeah, we're a little crazy about quality control, but you know what? That's okay with me. Knowing that your family and mine are getting nothing but the highest quality probiotics possible makes it the kind of crazy I can live with. Learn more about our probiotic essentials as well as other supplements at AskJoeD.com. The health of your family is one of the most important factors in your life. You plan it into your budget. You make annual checkups. You pray for a happy and healthy home. Here on the Ask the Pharmacist show, I know how valuable vital health and spiritual well-being is to you. As a registered pharmacist, board-certified clinical nutritionist, and naturopath, it's my goal to help bridge the gap between conventional and alternative naturopathic medicine. Every day, I'm here to discuss the most recent headlines, scientific breakthroughs to educate you on what is most important or hype. By providing daily insight into health news and natural alternatives, I strive to bring your health into a spiritual focus with a firm reliance on God and the promises found in His Word. It's my prayer for you and listeners all across America that you enjoy good health and happiness each and every day. Stay tuned, listen, learn, and live healthy. This is Joe DiMatteo. Ask the Pharmacist continues in a moment.
One of our biggest threats to our health and well-being can also be one of the simplest to address. I'm talking about stress. Here on Ask the Pharmacist, in addition to all the nutritional support we give your body, you'll also hear us talk a lot about the one who made it. As we deeply think about the character and goodness of God, as we release our cares to Him in prayer, it's amazing how even our greatest concerns are put into the proper perspective. It's help that's free of charge and comes without a prescription. Learn more at AskJoeD.com.
Welcome back to America's Health Talk Hour. This is Joe DiMatteo of the Ask the Pharmacist broadcast. If you're just joining us, you can reach us today at 1-800-281-8255. That's 800-281-8255 or at AskJoeD.com. Let's get back to talking your health. So awesome. Crowder just rocking out. God is holding on to you. Cyrus, this God chose him. This is unbelievable. I'm going to get to the phones. God chose Cyrus. Cyrus was an unbeliever, you say. I don't know about that. What do you mean about that? Well, here's what the Isaiah 45 says. I will strengthen you. I am the Lord. There is no other. Apart from me, there's no other God. I will strengthen you though you have not acknowledged me, so that from the rising of the sun to the place of its setting, people may know that there is none besides me. I am the Lord. There is no other. Verse 1, this is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus, very specifically, whose right hand I will take hold of to subdue nations before him and to strip kings of their armor and to open doors before him so that the gates will not be shut. I will go before you and level the mountains. And it goes on and on and on. Why? Because of the sovereignty of God. God is in control. How much more if he's going to take an unbelieving Gentile ruler, predict 150 years in advance, 150 years before this man ever comes into power. God predicts and says, I'm going to use you as an instrument of mine. See, those that have committed to him, how much more will we see the favor, the sovereignty, and the provision of Almighty God in our lives? He used, and this is the only time in the Bible that God uses an unbeliever directly like that, specifically, and uses him. Do you know that I mentioned earlier that the historians document and say that he was so touched, he was so moved by the words that were spoken of him, it was as though they say that it's as though he willed to carry out the words that were spoken. So we don't know that he became a believer eventually. We don't know, but we knew he was an ungodly, unbelieving ruler. God used him to free the exiles, the children of Israel, the Jews of that day, number one, and to virtually finance and support the rebuilding of Jerusalem. That was with an ungodly man. How much more someone that is walking in his steps and letting the word of God and the grace of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Be encouraged today. Bonnie, Plano, Texas. Bonnie, you're up.
Hi, Dr. Joe. I'm Bonnie. I've listened to you for a few years, and I just want to thank you for all the information that you put out. It helped me so much in starting to question some of the things that the doctors were telling me. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate your program.
Thank you. You're very welcome. Thank you for listening. Appreciate you listening as well.
This is my question. Mm-hmm. I have been taking the blood pressure support and have still not been able to get my blood pressure down. Mm-hmm. And so the doctor wants to put me on Azor 540. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to ask you about that because I know you had mentioned that there were some blood pressure medications that were safer than others. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to just get your input on that.
Well, let's start with the base premise. If your blood pressure is up and you haven't been able to get it under control, you know, that creates a huge problem for us because if I'm not able to get my blood pressure under control, obviously blood pressure that's high eventually affects my eyes, affects my kidneys, so has detrimental effects. So there's two basic ingredients. One of them is called olmesartan, which is a, oh gosh, we would classify that as an angiotensin blocker, relatively, or an angiotensin receptor 2 inhibitor. Relatively pretty safe class of medications, my opinion. Okay, not a bad drug. The other ingredient in there, there's two ingredients. When you see that 5 over 40, the amlodipine is the 5 milligram portion. The olmesartan is the angiotensin portion. It's the 40 milligram. It is a calcium channel blocker, the 5 milligram portion. Those are fairly well tolerated, frankly. They are maybe, I think the worst you'll see with that is maybe some, maybe, possibly swelling of the ankles, some edema in the extremities. The higher the dose, the worse it is. 10 milligrams, more of a problem. 5, less of a problem. If you can't get your blood pressure under control, and if you've done basic things that I always talk about with high blood pressure, more vegetables because of the minerals, more vegetables, as much as you can consume in the way of vegetables. Even think about doing some juicing. Minerals alkalinize and they mineralize. They can help to lower your pressure. You might even want to think about a little bit of juicing a couple times a week. And this is going to sound crazy. Get a stalk of celery and along with some other vegetables, throw a stalk of celery in there. Why? Celery has natural phthalates that can lower blood pressure. Some studies have shown by as much as 7 to 8 millimeters of mercury, which is very significant. It doesn't mean you still don't use your blood pressure support. How many of those are you using a day?
The blood pressure meds?
No, the blood.
Once a day.
No, the blood pressure support.
Three times a day.
Okay. I would go up to maybe 4th. I would do like maybe 2 at breakfast, 1 in the afternoon, 1 towards evening. I would go up and take a 4th of the blood pressure support.
Okay.
Are there any other weight issues?
Yes, there are some weight issues.
Okay.
And I do have arthritis.
All right.
I take Tramadol for the pain with arthritis, and I'm actually getting ready to have knee surgery. There's a tear in my meniscus. So I'm going to have that done in a couple of weeks.
Well, that needs obviously to be dealt with. And I would say to you, if there are weight issues, that's why sometimes it's difficult to figure out where an individual is. But if there are weight issues, there's a sign possibly that there's some insulin resistance, and that encourages the weight gain issue. That encourages then blood pressure rises. That can also encourage triglycerides and cholesterol to rise. So what we would recommend in that case, maybe as opposed to even going up to a 4th tablet on the blood pressure support, maybe leave it at 3, but you add into that something called our Core IR. Core IR has two basic ingredients, berberine, which can help with insulin resistance, which could help you possibly lose some weight, which would be good, which would help your blood pressure side of this. Secondly, the other ingredient in there is a specific form. It's called Mega Select grapeseed extracts in a very high dose, which can help blood pressure. I would add 3 of those. That you could take them at one time, maybe with your dinner. I would add 3 Core IR.
Three at one time.
Yep. Continue your 3 a day on your blood pressure support. And you think about the medication depending upon how high your blood pressure is. But I have a feeling that this might help you, especially if there are weight issues, okay?
So it's Core,
C-O-R-E? Uh-huh, I-R. Mm-hmm. It should, if you go to our website and if you just put in that, you know, where it says, you know, if you're searching for something, just put in Core, I-R, C-O-R-E. I don't think you got to put a dash in there. You can just put Core, a big capital I, capital R. It should bring up that particular product, all right?
Okay, thank you so much.
God bless you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Have a blessed day. Let's go next to Noah, I believe up in Massachusetts. Noah, you're up. How can I help you?
Hi, Joe. May the Lord bless you and the hard work that you do.
Thank you.
I go from Massachusetts. I have a question since our family always estimate and value your opinions for years.
Thank you.
And I really have a question regarding Dr. Caldwell Celestine. I don't know if you're familiar or a PhD with a list of accolades since the 1950s, and his rejection on the avocado nuts and the poultry meats and his plant-based diet, and how you visualize and your opinion on that, please.
Sure. So in other words, let me make sure I got this. I missed his name or the type of diet, but what he's saying is eat more avocados, more nuts, less meats, more plant-based foods?
No, he rejects the avocados and the nuts and the poultry, and he, which I agree with his plant-based, that's really helpful, but
yes.
I do not agree with the avocados and the rejection of certain nuts and all that that we really enjoy in our family.
I would agree. I would totally agree. And if we look at some of the basics and we say, well, for a variety of different reasons, we exclude certain food groups, you've got to really look at what's bad and what's good about them. We see in avocados the right types of fats. We know that the right types of fats protect our brain. Even in that Mediterranean-style diet concept, it reduces the risk of Alzheimer's, dementia, joint issues, because these good fats, these good oils, reduce the inflammatory process. Nuts. What do raw nuts provide us? Well, they have undernatured sources of oils that we really need. Once again, good sources of fat feed the brain, lower inflammation, and they're very rich in minerals. You look at most nuts, some of them are great sources of selenium, magnesium, zinc. I mean, it's just about all of them, some more than others. Walnuts, for example, are documented to be very high in folate, in folic acid, arginine, that actually can help to lower the blood pressure, let alone aid a man's prostate. So I'm not in agreement. I really am very balanced in my approach. The general theme for me, for people, is to eat less dairy, maybe not to eliminate, but less. Maybe less red meat. I don't eat a ton myself, but I do consume, and it's usually grass-fed and mostly organic. We consume a lot of fish. We consume some poultry. But the theme, I would encourage more. I think that's pretty much my thing, more plant-based foods. I don't think we eat enough beans. We don't eat enough legumes. We don't eat enough greens. Sunday, I came home from church, and there were a couple friends there, and I pulled out a bunch of mushrooms, some organic spinach. I sauteed them in a pan with a little bit of olive oil, a little pepper and salt. I had some organic eggs, and I made a big kind of an omelet with a ton of spinach and mushrooms in there. I'm always looking, trying to find ways to get more plant-based food. So in part, I agree with him. The other part, he might be reaching a little bit, frankly.
So including the olive oil and organic or not will make a difference?
No question. Literature for decades, if you just look, just one aspect of this, cardiovascular disease in the Mediterranean rim, the rim of Spain, the rim of France, the rim of Italy. What is their keys? Their keys are they eat more seafood. They eat, they still eat a lot of fat. Unfortunately, the Europeans eat a lot of cheeses, unfortunately. They eat cured meats, but they eat a ton of oils. They eat a ton of fresh fruit and fresh vegetables. So I think the wisdom is we don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. I think we have to have balance, eat variety, oils such as olive oil, nuts and seeds. There's literature to show how it protects the circulatory system, your cardiovascular system. It's all good. Olive oil, I think, is a key player for human health. Very key. Rich in antioxidants. I hope that helps. Doesn't confuse.
Yes. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate your opinion. God bless you.
God bless you as well, Noah. I love the name, by the way, as well. You're blessed, brother. Great name. Amen.
Bye-bye.
See, that was a great question. And so sometimes we got to know how to run through the raindrops. That was a good question. Look, I've read into this, and this particular diet espouses X, Y, and Z. And then I think you've got to be able to know different than when we interpret the scripture, because as I said earlier about in the book of Isaiah and the sovereignty of God, God is saying, look, I'm in control of everything. If you just submit my life to you, that doesn't mean then we walk through life laissez-faire, whatever will be, because God is sovereign, so I guess I don't have to do anything, because he's basically saying that he's got it all under control and I do nothing. No, it's not what he's saying. No. What he's saying is you still have to put the right foot forward. He still wants us to be light. He's called you and I. Jesus' word was very specific. He's called you to be a light unto the world. The Holy Spirit that indwells you, that you're to shed that light, that we are to give away love, that we are to take care of the poor, that we are to help and reach out to others through a text or a word of kindness. And prayer. Don't just tell someone you're going to pray for them. Pray for them. Intercede for them. God is saying, I need you active in the earth. You are my instruments. You are my hands extended. But the balance is, ultimately, I am in control. Similar then, parallel that truth to the message that we just talked about. There are some downsides to red meat. I would agree. It depends on the source and the type. Should your diet be filled with it? No, I don't think so. I try not to make mine filled with it. Small portions, don't eat it all the time. My lunch, I didn't have a lunch today. I did one of my smoothies. I had a smoothie this morning. But if I were whatever, I'm not going to say anything there. If I was going to have and eat a lunch today, it probably would have been a piece of fish on a bed of mixed greens. Right? You see, that's the way you should always be thinking. 800-281-8255. Faye writes and says, look, Joe, could you please speak, or could I please speak to someone regarding PMDD, premenstrual dysphoric disorder? You sure can, and I'm hoping one of our staff got back to her. She says, I'd like to follow the plan that you've talked about, but I am currently on Zoladex, fluoxetine, which I would like to stop. Well, that is not my call. I'm not a medical doctor. I'm a naturopath and a homeopath and a clinical nutritionist and a pharmacist. That would be your decision and your physician's decision. That's not my prerogative. I would certainly engage you to help facilitate. What is PMDD? PMDD, premenstrual dysphoric disorder. It's a big issue today. It's worse than it's ever been. It is a... what shall I say? I call it PMS on steroids. PMS, premenstrual syndrome on steroids. And I don't know, this gal is in the UK. Faye has written us from the UK saying, I want your information. I'm assuming she's watched our live stream. I would assume. I don't know. Comes back to it. Watch the live streams. You could be in Japan, for goodness sake, and you could have a family member that's suffering from severe PMS. Send them to our website. It doesn't matter where they are, and let them watch the live streams. PMDD, we have it. I'm assuming that's how she heard about us. Monique writes and said, hey, I was given your information from a Dr. Forbes. Not sure I know who that is, but obviously he knows about us. She says, who I'm working with now after a traumatic brain injury back in 2014. We have just discussed my cravings for carbs, my cravings for sweets, and how they've increased since my accident. I would like to know what I can do to enhance my brain for the best chance for cognitive therapy to help. It sounds like I'm eating all the wrong things for healing. Thank you, says Monique, and sounds like you are if you're eating a lot of sugar. Why? Sugar causes and enhances what is called a glycation process. That's fancy terminology for sugar linking up with proteins, cross-linking, forming a type of cement that shuts off nutrient supply and oxygen supply between your cells. The cells die. So whether it's about aging of your skin or aging of your joints, anything that enhances glycation or inflammation will cause a breakdown or enhancement of degradation and deterioration. The same is true for the brain. So when I've done brain health videos and live streams and neurodegenerative disorders, brain that degenerates over time, the way to seal that deal is to have, well, there could be a number of issues, high homocysteine, poor circulation, lack of exercise, but eat a ton of sugar and rancid fats and bad fats, and you will provide more glycation and more inflammation to the brain. So yes, now I'm not sure who this physician is, but he's referred her to us. I think we can help this gal if we change her perspective, and might even do a neurotransmitter test to see if we can help her. Review in Neuroscience, one last article piece as we kind of wind down on today's broadcast. This is interesting. A review in Neurosciences just recently, a few months ago, in 2015, and it says, the abstract written by Balzmatani, Farzai, Farhani, and Rahimi, saying that depression is a major mental disease that is ranked fourth in the leading cause of disability in this country. Fourth leading cause of disability. That's pretty scary. In order to avoid unwanted adverse reactions as well as improve efficacy, current researchers are seeking alternatives, wow, to conventional antidepressants. Phytochemicals, or plant-based chemicals, provide an extensive research area. So these four researchers dig into it. And they say, voila, what we're finding, and as we do an electronic database research from 1966 through 2015, through the computers, through databases, through Cochrane Review, we find specific categories. Nutrients that contain flavonoids, phenolic compounds, lignans, coumarins, alkaloids, terpenes, and I can't get into what all these are. But they say we see that certain nutrients, they have an ability and they possess antidepressant activities. Quercetin derivatives, yes. Berberine, we just talked about berberine with one of the callers. I believe it was Bonnie. Berberine is key in numerous areas. Insulin resistance, helping the blood sugar control, reducing inflammation, actually helping the brain. It's in our core IR. Says we're seeing even specific nutrients activating and raising serotonin, 5-HTP, even norepinephrine. So I can't go into all this. They say, but what we're seeing is that these nutrients produce anti-inflammatory cytokines and possess natural antidepressant phytochemicals. They most certainly do. That's a powerful research piece. I believe we're going to see more coming forward as folks begin to look for more options. But in the area of depression and anxiety and mood disorders, there are key nutrients that can be helpful. D3, omega-800s. We use preps such as mood essentials, helping to methylate. Coenzyme B complete, help to methylate. And then from there, we could use things like St. John's wort, standardized German extracts, or L5-HTP. You have numerous, numerous vehicles and tools at your disposal. Off-air number 888-865-9595. This is what the Lord says to his anointed, to Cyrus. Cyrus was an unbeliever. God speaks through Isaiah 150 years in advance, whose right hand that I will take hold of to subdue nations before him. God took the hand of an unbeliever to fulfill his purposes. He says that specifically. I will strengthen you even though you haven't acknowledged me from the place of the setting of the sun. People will know that there is none besides me. God wants to use your life and my life to fulfill his purposes so that all would know that there is none besides him. And there's a way that you do that. The starting point, listen to this song, Chris Tomlin. It's Through the Cross. Be blessed by this song. God bless you. See you tomorrow at 3.
You only want what's best for your family. You understand that you might only be able to save a few dollars by buying generic paper towels, but you stick to the brand names when it comes down to what's really important. Take omega-3 fish oil, for example. You can buy 500 soft gels for less than $20 at many big box stores, but you know that if you do, you'll be tasting fish all day, and you won't be getting close to the strength your body needs to see any real results. And how can you really be sure that the heavy metal toxins have been removed? Where's the bargain? The Essentials brand Omega-3 800 is molecularly distilled for purity, has a great lemon taste, and is ultra-concentrated so that you can take fewer soft gels and feel results. Joe DiMatteo from Ask the Pharmacist designed Omega-3 800s to be the premier fish oil supplement on the market today. Visit www.askjoedimatteo.com or call 877-275-7743 for more information on Omega-3 800s and why they're the smart choice for you and your family.